Yes, immediately after the voter registration exercise, the commission embarked on a display, and simultaneously it also cleaned up the register of persons who did double registration and persons who are underage. By today, the commission is going to hand over the certified or clean copy of the register to the 63 political parties.
Is the commission so far satisfied with the output of the final voter list to be used for the elections?
Yes, it is. As you are aware, the commission projected that based on its population of 150 million, that it was going to register 70 million eligible Nigerians. Now, in the course of the exercise, it was able to register about 68 million Nigerians. Now, making allowances for those who are not able to register, and the about 1% that indulged in multiple registration, the figure that the commission got at the end of the day comes very close or agrees with its earlier projection of 70 million.
Nick, what are the participating political parties going to do with this voter list? And will they be allowed to raise any concerns or protest about the credibility of it?
Well, the fact that the total number of voters who have arrived as now agrees with our projection shows crystal clearly that the voter register that we have done now is very credible. Now, the political parties need this register as a matter of transparency. They also need it in order to plan their campaigns. As you are aware, the political campaigns are ongoing in Nigeria now. And at the end of the day, when the elections take place, the results will be put against the total number of eligible Nigerians that we have collected in our database.
After this exercise, what will be next for the Electoral Commission to do ahead of the general elections?
Well, the next thing the Commission is going to do is to publish the final list of the candidates that are going to contest the elections next month.
And when will that be?
Well, it will be between tomorrow and the 15th of March. The timetable released by the Commission in November 23rd last year says that from the 2nd to the 16th of March this year, the Commission will now publish the final list of the candidates that will contest in the three sets of elections that will take place next month, that is from April 2nd.